As summer begins to wind down, a South Philadelphia photographer is releasing a photography book about girls at a Jewish summer camp in the Poconos. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on a visual document about a bedrock of American Judaism.
Rachel Wisniewski spent 3 summers at Camp Najiwa, following the same 13 girls, aged 10 to 13, attending the Jewish sleepaway camp. Her book, Jador Vador, Hebrew for From Generation to Generation, shows a camp filled with wet towels, friendship bracelets, and late-night bonfires.
A simpler time before anxiety and taxes, when summers were just like the most magical thing.
Wisniewski saw how camp creates bonds among girls that last a lifetime. The camp is co-ed, but her photos show very few boys and almost no adults. The book describes a world almost entirely made of preteen girls.
Something that the girls have said to me is that they've become a lot closer with each other than with their school friends, because they're spending every single hour together. They're falling asleep together. They're eating meals together. It really was only each other that they saw.
Summer camp has become such an integral part of American Jewry that Philadelphia's Weizmann National Museum of American Jewish History has a whole section on camp. The museum's senior advisor, Josh Perlman, said many camps today tone down religious teaching, but they're still crucial for building Jewish communities.
In this contemporary moment, there is so much rising anti-Semitism that there is a sense that sending your child to Jewish summer camp is a safe space to openly, publicly, enthusiastically live out their Jewish identities.
Rachel Wisniewski's book, Lador Vador, is self-published, available on her website. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.